This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Betsy O'Neill from the North Side loves history and historical settings for fiction, but she's often put off by hagiographic accounts of monolithic political figures. That's why she found herself pleasantly surprised by Ron Chernow's recent biography of George Washington.
I like history books that are written like novels, you know, where the action sort of evolves and is written in an interesting manner instead of just dry recitation of facts.
So what kind of insights are you getting about Washington?
Well, as the book sort of points out, you know, we have these ideas about him that are, you know, he was just sort of this quiet, reserved guy who never made a mistake and never did anything wrong. And he didn't make a lot of mistakes in his life, but he wasn't always quiet. And he actually was a fairly passionate guy who had learned at a young age to keep that under pretty tight wraps. You know, I guess Washington is someone that I was never that interested in, probably because what we know about him is just this kind of uninteresting thing that we learned as kids or
something
whatever.
Something about a cherry tree.
Yeah. You know, none of which is really true anyway. But I just wouldn't have thought that Washington's life would be as interesting as it turns out to be. I'm really enjoying it. It's really good.
And you told me you just recently came off a pretty serious Herman Melville kick, that you read most, if not all, of Melville. Is that right?
Not all of it, but I refer to the previous summer, the summer of 2012, as my summer of Herman Melville. And really, the way that happened was completely unplanned. I was in the library looking for a book called The Last Station, which is about Tolstoy at the end of his life. And they didn't have it at the library, but they had another book by the same author called The Passages of H.M., which stood for Herman Melville. And that, like The Last Station, was a novelized, you know, account of Herman Melville's life, which turned out to be pretty interesting. So after I read that, then I read Ahab's Wife, which, you know, I thought was okay, not great. And then my dad knew that I was reading about Melville, and he gave me a book called In Search of Moby Dick by Tim Severin, who apparently is an English guy who has gone around the world sort of recreating famous voyages. And, you know, he's like built a boat that is a recreation of the Argo and, you know, Jason and the Argonauts and all that stuff. So he traveled to several of the places that Herman Melville went when he, in his real life, went on a whaling voyage, and to several of the places that were mentioned in Moby Dick. And that book was fascinating. And then after that, I did actually read Moby Dick because I had never read it before. And then after that, I read Typee, which was actually the first book that Herman Melville wrote, which was wildly popular, unlike Moby Dick, which was not popular when it was published.
It was kind of acquired taste. You don't see people tackling both of those back to back.
No. I, you know, my husband, when he saw me reading it, he was surprised that I would read that. He said, you know, that book is really a slog. But I think it was much more interesting after I had read all the backstory.
So you got it out of your system now?
I think I'm pretty much done with Herman Melville. I did go to Hawaii with my family for Christmas, and it was kind of interesting to be, you know, in that sort of Pacific island area, although it's obviously quite different now. But yeah, I think I'm done with that.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Betsy O'Neill is a physician and director of the Integrated Medicine Program at Allegheny General Hospital. You can find Speaking Volumes as a podcast on iTunes and on our website at WESA.FM. There you can also tell us what's on your reading list or drop us a line on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County. Thanks for listening.